Today, I'm going to show you a tool I've been using called SQL. As with the last few episodes, this one is a video. So if you're on Spotify, you can watch me and see SQL in action. I have it pulled up on my screen. But if you're just listening, I'll do my best to explain things as I go. SQL is a free and open source software, and it allows you to chat with your health reports. And I'll show you what I mean in a moment. The tagline here on their homepage that I have pulled up is SQL is your personal AI longevity assistant. And then there's a big download beta button. It is in beta. But as I said, this is completely free and open source software. There's a link to their GitHub right there. And you could go and read every line of code if you wanted. You could fork it, write your own version of this, thus being open source. But you can download this to your desktop. And then once you do so, it looks like this. This is the interface that you have here. And it's a very simple app. There's under the settings tab, you can choose the model that you want to evaluate your... Let me back up a second. What you're doing here is I'm going to start by showing you this labs tab. So inside of this labs tab, you can upload in PDF form your lab results. So this could be like blood tests. I have blood tests in here. I have DEXA scans, which is like the body fat scans. And I have my 23andMe genetics report. So you can upload anything like that, any health metrics that you want. And then back to what I was showing you in the settings here, you can choose a model. So I'm using Grok Llama. And so it's going to use that large language model to read through my lab reports, and then I can ask it questions about it. For example, if I go to this chat tab, I can say, tell me about my genetics. And then it says, based on the provided document name, data from 23andMe, your genetic analysis reveals several important points about your health predispositions, carrier status, yada, yada, yada. I'm not going to read all that, but it gives me a nice concise report about what that, you know, that giant PDF that's 50 pages long says. And then I could ask it questions. What does this mean? Corpus callosum. I see that word there. Peripheral neuropathy. There's all these, you know, medical stuff that I didn't go to medical school. So I can ask it and it can tell me. And it tells me my ancestry composition, 99.4% European, yada, yada, yada. And then I also said, tell me about my lab results and highlight anything unusual. Let's see here. I think this one didn't actually register my PDFs that I added there, but you get the idea how this could be very useful. You upload something complicated, an x-ray, and it can break this down. You can ask it in plain English, what should I do about this? And it can give you high-level advice. And then there's this guides tab. There's these videos like epigenetic age test, peptides. So you can watch these videos and they just give you a little bit of information. And then there's a journal where you could type something in here about whatever you want. There's even a microphone in the bottom right. So you could add a voice note and you could add something about your diet, about something that you learned about your health today and add it there. Under the labs, this is where you add your documents. And I think in addition to PDF, you could also put in like CSV files, you know, spreadsheets, things like that, if you had that type of information, and it would be able to read it just fine. There's a calendar where you can add different types of things here, different types of notes about your health, maybe workouts, stuff like that. You can add your Whoop and Aura data. I've used both of these products in the past. Whoop is a wristband that measures your heart rate and sleep and things like that. Aura does the same thing, but it's a ring that you wear. And so I logged into my Aura account, and then because I used it so long ago, it was over a year ago, my data's not there. It only takes in the last 90 days. But if you're using one of those products, that could sync in here as well. And then you could ask it questions about like, what does it mean that my recovery is 50 from yesterday? What do you recommend I do to get better sleep tonight? Or, you know, something like that. There's a supplements tab, and you can mark if you have this thing ordered or if you're currently taking it. And then there's a recommended dosage. And then there's a link. And these are the way that I think they're making money is off of affiliates. So if you click on these links, these top ones that say Blueprint, Blueprint is a company from this lunatic online named Brian Johnson, which I highly recommend you look him up. He's this guy that's trying to live forever. And he's got his own medical staff in his house. And he's doing everything scientifically perfect to live forever. And he has the biological age of an 18-year-old, despite being 45 or however old he is. But total lunatic, super interesting to follow. But this is his company, Blueprint. He makes supplements and stuff like that. So you could order those, or you can go to any of these other supplements, you know, normal stuff, vitamin C, vitamin D3, that kind of stuff. And then you could add, track it that way. Tests, there's all these different types of tests that you can get, and you can say if it's been ordered or taken. You can delete tests, you can add tests, and keep track of everything right there. There's a therapy section, again with links, which links to third-party services where you could find and get therapy. And then finally, there's a merch category where they're selling sweatshirts that say don't die and stuff like that, cheat death, interesting stuff like that. But super basic app. It's very simple. It's just a wrapper on those models I showed you, Grok, Llama, Grok, Mistral, ChatGPT, and it allows you to chat with your health and make those esoteric reports that you get from the doctor a lot more accessible. And this is just another really cool tool that is now available.